Greetings and welcome. This is Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some music by Massenet, Philip Glass, and of course, the regular oboe segment. Let's begin with some gorgeous cello music by Boccherini. Now, he was born into a musical family in Italy back in 1743. At a young age, he was sent by his father, who was also a cellist and a double bass player, to study in Rome. He basically did the circuit and later went on to Vienna with his father, where they both were court musicians, and eventually ended up in Madrid, where he was employed by the Enfant Louis Antonio of Spain, the younger brother of King Charles III. All was working out just fine with his appointment until one day the king wanted him to change a passage in his new trio and ordered him to change it. But Boccherini, in kind of a cheeky move, instead doubled it, which led to his dismissal. No artistic license there at all. He wrote a number of large-scale chamber music works during his lifetime, including around 30 sonatas, of which we're going to start one with this morning, the cello sonata in G major. Here is Anna Bilsma, joined by pianist Bob Van Asperen.
Thank you.
The rich cello tones of Anner Bylsma, joined by pianist Bob Van Asperen. That was Boccherini's Sonata in G Major. We're going to skip a few centuries and enjoy the music of Philip Glass from his Low Symphony. This was composed back in the spring of 1992 and is based on the record Low by David Bowie and Brian Eno, which was first released, I know a lot of you are too young for that, back in 1977. Now, of the compositional process, Glass writes, and I quote, "I've taken themes from three of the instrumentals on the record, and combining them with material of my own, have used them as the basis of three movements of the symphony. My approach was to treat the themes very much as if they were my own, and allow their transformations to follow my own compositional bent when possible. In practice, however, Bowie and Eno's music certainly influenced how I worked, leading me to sometimes surprisingly musical conclusions. In the end, I think I arrived at something of a real collaboration between my music and theirs." Those are the words of Philip Glass in regards to his Low Symphony. And today you're in for a treat, a performance of the second movement. Some are. Here is the Brooklyn Philharmonic with Dennis Russell Davies conducting.
Thank you.
Samhar. That was the second movement from Philip Glass's Low Symphony, a performance by the Brooklyn Philharmonic with Dennis Russell Davies conducting. And let's move on to a classic, some music by Jules Massenet. Here is the Meditation from Thais.
Thank you.
Violinist Renaud Capuçon and the Dutch Philharmonic with Daniel Harding conducting. That was Massenet's Meditation from Thijs. You are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is the time on the program that regular listeners may know. It's the oboe segment of the show. And today, a great CD called After a Dream by oboist Bill Banovitz. And this features art songs from Debussy, Fauré, Strauss, and Dvorak. Today, some music by Dvorak. His love songs, which although they date from 1888, began in his mind 2 decades earlier. Back in 1865, in a state of unrequited love, he dashed off 18 song cycles called Caprice in a mere 2.5 weeks. He must have been quite hurt. He later revised 8 of them, and of which we shall hear this morning in an arrangement today for oboe and piano. Here's the very talented oboist Bill Banovitz. He's joined by pianist Barbara Lester Sink.
Thank you.
I always say the sounds of a great oboe sounds kind of like the beautiful richness of liquid honey. That was oboist Bill Banovetz and Barbara Lester Sink on piano and Dvorak's Love Songs. Let's continue with some music by Smetana. His Moldau. This is a musical portrait of the main river, the Moldau, which runs through the countryside of Bohemia, which is now, as you may know, present-day Czechoslovakia. The composer wrote the work following a trip that he took down the river as part of a larger cycle of six symphonic poems that were written way back between 1874 and 1879 called My Country, kind of a tribute. Now, you will probably recognize it as it's been used in many a movie and TV soundtrack. And this morning we're going to hear a wonderful performance by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic with Libor Pesek conducting.
Thank you.
A powerful ending to a powerful piece. That was the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra with Libor Pesek conducting and Smetana's The Moldau. Thanks for joining me. You've been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And do stay listening now to Shikshukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture, with the very talented Worku, coming up next until noon. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to leave you now with the sounds of the Accordina and Francis Jouvin. Till next Sunday at 9, looking forward to it.